Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erios production.
The Big Ones!
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda. And this is your daily Big Ones.
Today we've got another beautiful episode of Would You Rather. Amanda, are you ready to get into it? We've got the boys.
Would you rather play Would You Rather or take a nap?
I'd rather play Would You Rather while taking a nap.
I am napping.
Uh-oh, you went away.
Yeah, I got a phone call, but I just... It was someone from El Paso, Texas.
Well. All right, I'm going to let Brian and James in, all right?
All right, open the gates.
Hi, Brian. He's connecting to his audio.
I love these quiet moments before they connect to their audio where we can just sit here in silence and take each other in for a beat.
And then James seems to be just a black box. He seems to be stuck in some sort of void.
Well, good luck to you, James. Brian, can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can. Yes.
And hey, now we Brian. Can hear you.
Hello.
We made it.
Now, James is supposed to be here and his name is right there, but he's a void. He's maybe what we all see when we look in the mirror sometimes, which is just blankness. So James, let's hope you get in here. But before we do, Brian, how's it going?
Okay.
Welcome to the Big Ones.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Where are you? Where are you, Brian?
I'm Long Beach.
No way.
Did you say Palm Beach?
No. Long Beach, Amanda.
Long Beach.
What? Okay, so I got to know, is that where you're from?
No, Arcadia.
Okay, when that's all right. So funny because now I live near Arcadia.
Yeah. So I'm originally, I guess, for a year in Pasadena.
You were. So you traded peacocks for palm trees.
Yep.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means. Arcadia, I don't know what you're talking about.
Arcadia has a ton of peacocks.
Yeah.
Oh.
The arboretum. And,
oh. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. And so in Long Beach, where are you? Are you by where the park where Amanda's friend buried those bodies?
I'm on downtown, Pine kind of area.
Okay, yeah, nice. No, that's a great area.
Yeah. You ever been to the brewing company? Where did Elisa used to work?
The BBC.
You ever been to the?
I think so. I don't. So I've only been here. I moved here like January, so I've been in like quarantine the whole time.
Oh no.
Hello.
James is here. Hello. James, we thought you were a black void.
Oh yes.
We're just getting to know Brian really quickly, and
we'll fill you in.
Hello, Brian. Okay. Hello. All right.
I'll tell you Brian's life story right now. He was from Arcadia, where they have a bunch of peacocks. But before that, he was in Pasadena. No, he went to Pasadena after the peacocks.
No, before. First, Pasadena.
So you were born in Pasadena?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. And then now he lives in Amanda's hometown, Long Beach, baby.
Oh, my.
That's
and Amanda,
right.
Do you have any good recommendations for when quarantine ends where Brian could go take on the town, maybe take a few friends, be an insider, a Long Beach insider?
I absolutely do. Well, you okay. First of all, I think it's really lovely to go get brunch at the Long Beach Art Museum.
Okay.
It's a big craftsman house, like right on the beach. It's really close to probably where you are if you're in downtown.
Okay.
I think the BBC is fun for a beer if you're into that kind of thing. It's right on the beach. I think going down to 4th Street, there's some fun restaurants there like Lola's for great tacos or okay. Number 9 for amazing Vietnamese.
Okay.
So when quarantine's over, I mean, and then of course, where's the place I like to go that was cowboy themed? Oh my God, I can't believe it's escaping me, but whatever. I'll shoot you a text.
Okay. Or just look up cowboy themed Long Beach. I'm
the
sure
prospector,
you, it'll
come up. The prospector.
And Brian, what do you do for fun or for a living or just what's something? Just say a sentence.
I don't know. I got laid off today.
What?
Really?
Oh no.
From where?
Boeing.
Oh my God. Boeing. Is that why you moved?
Did you say something like Bridget Jonesy when she leaves her job? Did you say something like, well, I guess you'll have to fly away. I'll be flying away without you. You know, something like that because it's Boeing.
It was more like, because whenever I like do a phone call with somebody, I like usually say thank you. I'm like, just don't say thank you this time. Don't say thank you. And that was pretty much all I was thinking.
And you said that out loud.
Well, Brian, that's horrible, but now you're going to be getting those sweet government checks coming in, right?
So I guess I have 2 months still, but yeah, eventually.
So is that, and that's why you moved to Long Beach to work for Boeing?
Yeah, so I moved 4 months ago.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sick. There, you know what, everyone over at Boeing? You're sick, you're perverts, and you shouldn't have fired Brian.
We're putting you on blast.
But hire me
yeah,
back.
I'm putting... What?
But hire me back. It would be good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to prove that you're not perverts, you better hire Brian back right now. Within the next 10 hours, if you don't hire Brian back... You're officially perverts. Right, James?
Oh, I'm in total agreement. That's prime pervert behavior.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Well,
okay, James.
Stupid.
So what about you? Where are you and what makes you tick?
Well, you can call me Jay. James.
Jay. Cool.
Yes, Jay. James is for professional reasons only.
James is your father. Jay's your uncle.
No, James is just the name that I got called when I was in trouble. I'm about, well, you're all in California and I'm about as far away as I can be while being in the United States. I'm in Vermont.
I've always wanted to go to Vermont.
Vermont, if you're going to be quarantined in any state, let it be Vermont. Like, quarantine in Vermont, nothing has changed much at all.
That's a song, Quarantine in Vermont.
Yeah.
Or a rom-com.
Yeah, Quarantine in Vermont. And so do you live on some sort of farm? Are you in the romanticized, you know, part of Vermont? Or are you maybe in a Burlington coat factory sort of town?
No, I live in a small town, Brattleboro, Vermont, which is right. It's literally in the corner next to New Hampshire, Massachusetts. New Hampshire, Massachusetts are both a 10-minute drive from my house.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's and you were you born there or you just decided?
No, I moved here when I was 14. I grew up in Utah originally, but my mom's people are all out here, so divorce happens. Guess what? You're going across the country to Vermont, and didn't like that for a while. And then it slowly seeped into me. And now I don't want to be anywhere else.
And where did you say you're Brazzleberry? Where in Vermont?
Brattleboro.
She's getting on. Don't give her your exact address because she's trying to get on Google Maps. Find out
who lived there, who was murdered there.
Don't tell her.
My house. We've owned this house for almost 3 years now. We're only the third people to own the house, and so we have.
Okay, well that's not. Well, that doesn't mean no one could have been murdered.
That's true. I'll tell you when we first looked at the house, the original owners. It's not a big house. The original owners, when we looked at it, they had 27 Christmas trees inside the house.
Oh, 27 Christmas trees inside the house.
And it was March. Yeah.
Sounds like the Gourley Lund household.
Hey, we love Christmas. But we only get two, maybe three Christmas trees.
Yeah, no, they had two or three per room.
This town is beautiful. Amanda, Brian, if you guys get a minute, you know, just check it out. But this is where you want to, this is maybe, Brian, this is where you go. This is your next stop is Brattleboro.
Yeah. Okay. It's famous for the strolling of the heifers where they let the cows march up Main Street.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
Mm, wow. I'd like to get in on that after this quarantine. I could be leading the pack.
This year they're doing a virtual strolling of the heifers, so you can just go on Zoom and look at farmers, God. Be like, "This is my cow, and this is my other cow."
That's cool. See,
well, people making are the best,
adapting. You adapt. And what do you do for a living, James?
Well, currently nothing because of the virus. But I am a theater artist, which in a rural area means I have to do some of everything. So there's a very well-known youth theater that in our town that I'm on the faculty of, but all those programs for the spring were canceled. My wife and I write and direct a show every October.
How fun.
That's called,
awesome.
It's called The Forest of Mystery, and it's not like a haunted forest. It's a play. It's an original play, but you hike through the woods at night. And the play gets performed around you as you go.
Yeah. Is there maybe? I saw Brian's face light up. That's something that's right up Brian's alley.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe there's a role for Brian if he could come out and audition since he's looking for a new employment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And actually, there is a company that makes airplane parts in Brattleboro.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. Perfect.
So please maybe send him some sort of resume and he'll leave it on someone's doorstep.
Yeah.
So guys, this is going to be so fun. We're going to play a game of Would You Rather. And I've got some here that are going to make your head spin. So I'll ask Brian first. Are you ready, Brian?
Yes.
To play Would You
rather.
All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Would you rather live on the moon or live on Mars?
Let's see. I don't know. Moon would be nicer. If you get bored, you could come back faster.
That's such a good way to think about it. Yeah. And people have been there before, you know, you can see the footsteps. I think there's a set of golf clubs up there or something. I don't know. I can't quite remember.
But I don't know. What's cold there?
Well, you have a jacket.
I can't say moon. I don't, where are they sending people next? Wherever. Because it would to get lonely, maybe. So wherever they're. Also, sending the next group of people.
Sorry. Well, where was that shuttle going today? That didn't take off. That was just going into orbit.
To the space station.
That was going to the space station.
Well, maybe the moon is within proximity to the space station, so you could always pop over.
Yeah, pop over. So
you can join Tom Cruise in filming a movie up there.
Yeah.
Is he filming a movie on the space station?
They did announce. Yeah, SpaceX is going to fly Tom Cruise up to the International Space Station to.
Is this serious? Are you lying?
No,
because if you're lying, I'm gonna
I read
be mad.
It on CNN that Tom Cruise.
He would.
He's done all the crazy things you can do on this planet. So now he's like, yeah, I'll I'll fly up to space and film a movie in space.
Oh. See? What do you get the boy that has everything? You get him a trip to the moon.
Wow. Wherever he's going. At first, I thought I was thinking you were saying Tom Hanks.
Oh, no. He needs to be really quarantined, guys. Like, really quarantined.
That's crazy. Okay, so the moon, I think, Brian, is your final answer.
I think I'll go with the moon.
Okay, right. Here's one for Jay. Would you rather tell everyone your guilty pleasures or never partake in any of your guilty pleasures ever again?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'd be fine telling people my guilty pleasures. I'm generally pretty open about that anyway. So
what you like, you don't mind telling someone you had a piece of dark chocolate before bed?
It's more like, oops, I accidentally ate like a pint of ice cream right before bed. That's more likely to be the thing. Well, honestly, one of the things that people look at me the most about is when they're like, how do you spend the time? I go, oh, I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. And they,
right.
Around and here, that gets you a lot of funny about. Looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
guilty as charged.
Okay, Amanda, this one's for you. Would you rather... I'm afraid to ask you this one. Be 10 years older or 4 years younger?
Oh, God. Oh, 4 years younger. As a woman working in Hollywood, are you kidding me? I'd love to go back to being whatever age I was 4 years ago.
Who wants to be 10 years older? Like,
how is, like a 12-year-old that's okay, maybe playing this game?
Yeah,
because then you'd have to go... Because then you'd have to go back to being two, and that would suck because you like have to wear a diaper and stuff.
Well, no, they'd only get to go back 4 years. So they'd be...
Oh, 4 years,
eight.
Of course.
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please ask me one.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm on this website, and it's called... psycatgames.com, and I was looking at would you rather questions, and they were all very innocent, but then you can put it on this mode called dirty mode.
Oh my God, Amanda,
and I'm in dirty mode, you guys.
Careful.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a dirty mode question. Okay, would you rather always flash a security guard but still get rejected? Meaning, like, to get into the club, okay?
Yeah.
Or have a hairy sugar daddy who gets you into places.
A hairy sugar daddy. I went into the club. Get me in that club. I want in the club. Are you kidding? Easy.
Okay. Well, that was all right, not too dirty.
Brian.
Yes.
Would you rather... Would you, no, some of these are so stupid. Would you rather have a hand twice as big or half as small?
I think bigger. Then you could like hold a basketball in one hand, right?
Yeah, and, like, you could have some sort of sports.
Yeah, I think you get like crazy career. Sports stuff. And like baseball players have big hands, I think, too. So. I think the bigger hand would be more useful. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Jay, would you rather... This is not dirty. I went back to casual mode.
Oh, damn.
Casual.
Would you rather control people's emotions near you or be able to control time?
Ooh.
Hmm. Oh, well, the second option is so much more broad than the first option. I feel like I think probably people's emotions around me, because I feel like I'll probably ruin less that way. If I could just control time, I'm gonna mess that up somehow in a way that's gonna be
right.
Bad.
I'm that's probably gonna, too much responsibility for yeah, you.
I'm probably gonna mess up controlling people's emotions too, but that'll happen on a much smaller scale.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
Amanda, this one's for you, and I think you're gonna like it. And I don't know. This is from Aw Memes. Would you rather change your gender every time you sneezed, or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
I would actually love to change my gender every time I sneeze.
That would be fun.
That would be fun, because I just think it would be fun to be a boy sometimes. I've always wanted to kind of like maybe be a boy for a couple of days.
Like you the get Beyonce into a little song. Bit of trouble, huh?
I would get into trouble. I just know I would like make the girls feel so good.
I feel like though you'd have to be careful about the outfits that you choose, because every outfit you chose, you'd have to be like, but if I sneeze in this, is that going to be?
Oh yeah,
is it going to stay comfortable?
Like, I mean, but honestly, yeah. Like I usually am dressed, especially in quarantine, pretty unisex, except for when I'm in my bikini. Okay, Maria,
yeah.
Would you rather have only sandwiches for food or eat only one type of sweet for life?
What was the first part?
Have only sandwiches for food.
I'm going to go with one kind of sweet. Because, and I know that's shocking to hear because I'm such a sweet head, but I just feel like I would be missing out on so much good food if I could only have sandwiches. And I love sandwiches.
You can kind of make anything a sandwich.
That's true.
I don't want to. I don't, that's a lot of bread. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Right?
All right, this is the final round.
If you do the thing where you like use two leaves of lettuce instead of bread, like some people do,
protein style, yeah.
Yeah, you could find a loophole. The protein style loophole.
I also saw like cheese, like they made cheese wrappers for like burritos, sort of, where it's just like cheese wraps around in it, so it's not bread.
Or the KFC where they use two pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
The bread is literally two pieces of fried chicken.
What was that called? Like the double decker or something?
Yeah, I think the abomination, the something, the monstrosity, something like that. Yeah.
The no good.
Okay, Maria, right, last question.
Yeah, do you have a good final one?
Yeah, I have a great final one.
Okay, so we'll all answer this one, and hopefully we'll all come to the same conclusion.
Would you rather have a sensitive nose or sensitive ears?
Define sensitive.
Like hypersensitive, like a sensitive sense of smell and like hearing, you know?
Oh, I know my answer. Should I say it?
Yeah.
Ears. Because I think smell could get a little bit invasive. Like, say like someone was, you know, like, I don't know, just plug in something gross and you would get like a little whiff of it. Like, even if it's a faint whiff of it, it could really ruin your day. Whereas if you're hearing a faint sound, that's not going to ruin it as much. Mm. Your day.
Well, this one's tricky because I'm very sound sensitive in the first place. I have earbuds in constantly because any outside noise is just, if I'm trying to get anything done, like, is terrifying. So the idea of hearing more just really, like, I felt like a minor anxiety attack just thinking about it. So I think I'd have to probably go with smell, and then I'd feel really good because my wife has a way better nose than me, and like she'll smell something 10 minutes before I do. Finally, I'll be able to be like, what was that smell? What was that?
You'll show her.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, this is the big question. Careful how you answer because Boeing is listening. I've made sure of it.
I think ears. I think those, it's easier to plug your ears than plug your nose, or like walk around with your nose plugged when you're around something that smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look as bad. So I go with ears, sensitive ears.
I'm going to tip the scale here and go with ears as well, because smell would mess with how food tastes and what you eat, and I don't want to deal with that. So I'm going ears, and I like Brian's point that you could plug them.
And it's fun to eavesdrop.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, nowadays, wearing a mask, you have to smell your own breath so much all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Converted me. I will switch over and make it unanimous.
There we go. It's unanimous.
We got him.
Yay. You won.
Well, guys, thank you so much. That was awesome. It was nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was wonderful to be here.
Yeah, nice to meet both of you.
Thanks so much for listening to the show, and thanks for being on. And Brian, we wish you the best. You're going to find something that's way better. And those people they're idiots.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't deserve you.
They don't. They don't. I'm going to tweet their asses. So
no,
hard.
Maria, leave
yes,
it alone.
I am. It's going to be like when I tweeted Norwegian Air before a flight and I got flagged. And they
really?
Yeah, because I said, what's going on with your customer service? And then before we got on the plane to come back from Sweden, they pulled me aside and they said, we don't trust you.
Well, why would you bring attention to yourself if you're going to do something untrustworthy? I don't see the logic there.
That's so true. Yeah. They were paranoid. I rattled them. I rattled them to their bones.
They felt the need to try to intimidate you.
And Jay, have fun in Vermont. You live in a very beautiful town.
Thank you very much.
Good luck in quarantine, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love your guys' show. I've loved you guys since Spontanea Nation.
Yeah, I was found out about you guys on Spontanea Nation too.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
In fact, when I teach improv and they ask me, and whenever we talk about how to use an interview for as inspiration for a scene, I always would tell my students, listen to the Rented Cabin in the Mountains episode of Spontanea Nation featuring Amanda Lund and Matt Gourley. That's my favorite episode of any podcast.
That's so weird.
Ever.
Because when I teach improv, I tell them to listen to that exact same episode, but it's what not to do in an improv.
I got to go back and re-listen to that.
Well, I haven't heard that one in a long time. It was with Jason Mantzoukas, and you and Matt had just gotten engaged. So you tell your whole engagement story, and then that gets added into the improv. And it's.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of the only podcast episodes that's like on permanent download on my phone, because I know, I could listen to that one anytime and be happy about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Incredible. But thank
Maria,
you.
Your Sam Houston episode is also quite great on Spotify.
No, I know. I don't need you to tell me. But, you know, and I know there's a ton of improv students that just, you know, use me as an example.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Amanda, that was a big gulp.
It's not wine, it's water.
I know, but it sounded like a bit. Do it again. Thanks so much for listening to
The Big Ones.
Your daily big one.
Big one.
Big one.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.